Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Hey, we're back. Not making my own smoke or my own whiskey. And that can you heard popping a little while ago was not a beer can. I don't drink beer during the show. That was a sugarless fizzy drink. And so let's go back to Donald Trump. And his speech yesterday in Perry, Georgia, that's just south of Macon, Georgia. 50,000 wildly cheering. And this is amazing, folks. And the president said it earlier. These rallies are bigger. They're bigger. He's not even a declared candidate for president. These rallies are bigger than the biggest and best rallies of 2016 or 2020. And they're more, and the fire is even hotter. The people are even more fired up. This is an encouraging, very encouraging thing. This movement that he's created, and he created it. There's somebody out there wants to think they had, no, Donald Trump created this movement. He is the leader of your movement.
Blow our streets up and our stores up and set stores on fire and set our cities burning. We had a travel ban. We said, no, thank you. You can keep them. We're not letting them in. He is now officially ended the travel ban. It's a disgrace. He's doing nothing to hold the Chinese Communist Party accountable for unleashing the virus upon the world. Biden did not even say the word China in his UN speech because he's too compromised to take them on. And he only briefly mentioned Afghanistan because his withdrawal has been such a disaster for him and our country, and by the way, for his poll numbers, which have tanked. In short, after just 8 months, Joe Biden is already the biggest failure ever to occupy the Oval Office. And I can think of a couple of people. I'll tell you what, Jimmy Carter is extremely happy right now. So is another president, but I won't mention his name because there might be about three people here that thought he was okay.
Maybe Bush,
this
maybe
is what
Obama.
Happens when you have a dishonest election. This is all about a rigged election. None of these disasters ever should have been allowed to happen. Last week it was painstakingly revealed by Durham. You know, Durham, the Durham report. We've been waiting. Thank you. Thank you, Durham.
By the way, when the president just said there might be three people here who still think he's okay, I think he was talking about George W. Bush. Oh, and Bush is out campaigning right now for Liz Cheney in Wyoming. Oh, I hope she gets bumped in the primary election.
Thank you. Mr. Durham, we've been waiting, but he came out with a big one, and perhaps they're going to come out with a lot more because this should be just the beginning. The Durham investigators that the Russia hoax was indeed a total scam made up by crooked Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. How would you like to have her as your wife?
Now the chant starts, lock her up.
Now, but think of this. I mean, Bill Clinton, he's living in fear. He's living in fear. Now, think about an evil mind like that to make up a Russia hoax. You know, I'll tell you a quick little story. Should I or should I just go through it? But, no, it's just sort of crazy. I kept hearing the word, like, Russia, because during my campaign, before
I skipped a little.
He was just fired and arrested for what he did.
Starting
and you have another one.
Michael Sussman.
Mark Elias. He's no longer with Perkins Coie, which is the big law firm that the Democrats, I guess they probably got him the hell out of there because it was getting too hot. It's a disgrace. And let me tell you something. Just like they tried on the 2016 election with a totally fabricated con job, what they did in 2020 was far worse, and much more sophisticated, more highly sophisticated. They worked on this for 4 years, and we were given a few weeks to find out what they did. We knew it was fake. We knew what they were doing, but we were given a very small part of time. We didn't get any help from Mitch McConnell. We didn't get any help from that guy. They attacked and cheated on our elections.
Now, listen to what you just heard. Huge booing of the Senate Minority Leader, formerly Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. In other words, Donald Trump has the whole party with him. The whole party. Anybody that's not with Trump at this point is really on the outside. Donald Trump has the party, and he's able to condemn someone like Mitch McConnell, who thought he was, you know, he was Mr. Big, the Senate Majority Leader. He's garbage. He's nothing. He's a little turd on Donald Trump's shoe. That's how much Donald Trump has won control, leadership of the Republican Party. And he's just decking the rhinos like Romney, like George Bush.
And they did it right here in Georgia also, right here in Georgia. Now the people of Georgia must replace the rhinos and weak Republicans who made it all possible.
Bingo.
In particular, your incompetent and strange, I had something wrong with this guy, your Secretary of State, Raffensperger. I'm telling you, I think there's something wrong with him. And we give him so much. Could you look at this? Could you look at that? Election integrity, could you? And sometimes, yes, I'm going to look at it. Nothing ever happens. Raffensperger, something really strange with him. Your terrible lieutenant governor who's no longer running because he knew that he wasn't doing a job he was going to lose. And your rhino governor, Brian Kemp, who's been a complete disaster on election integrity. A complete and total. And I'm not looking to say that. He's been a complete and total disaster on election integrity.
Now, let this sink in, what you just heard. We're in Perry, Georgia. The people in front of Donald Trump, those 50,000 patriots, a couple of years ago, elected Brian Kemp as governor of Georgia. And they are now booing him lustily. They hate Brian Kemp's guts. And there's another part of this where Donald Trump will talk about the fact that Kemp wouldn't have even been elected if he hadn't if they hadn't managed to sucker an endorsement out of Donald Trump that moved Brian Kemp from last place to first place among the five Republicans running in the primary. But Donald Trump has this entire core of Republicans in Georgia booing their governor. I want you to realize the power by which Donald Trump is the leader. He can dismiss Mitch McConnell as a traitor, condemn Brian Kemp as a traitor, and we're with him all the way. This is an army that knows who's in command and is marching in formation.
If you go in with a complaint about election integrity, you get investigated instead of investigating a crooked election. It's the craziest. And you know, and some of you know this story, I was called by a very good friend of mine who happens to be here tonight. Sir, could you please endorse? I think we're 148-2 with endorsements. They like my endorsement. It's never happened before. Sir, could you please endorse Brian Kemp? I said, who the hell is Brian Kemp? This is at the beginning. There were four or five, I think it's five, but there were five men were running. And he was in last place, doing poorly. And I made the mistake. I listened to this gentleman, who's a great guy, actually. And I said, how well do you know him? Well,
now, a beautiful line there. I made the mistake. He was lied to about, Brian Kemp was the real liar, lying as to who he was. These rhinos, they all lie like a rug. They don't reveal that they're rhinos until it's too late. So he said right there, I heard it was beautiful. I made the mistake of endorsing this guy, which caused him to get elected because of the popularity of Donald Trump. Now I'm going to skip forward a little bit more here because I want to get, let's see here, where are we in the timeline? Let me just skip a couple minutes, and I'll tell you, anytime I skip here, we're skipping gems. There's nothing worth skipping here. Okay, let's try it right here. He talks about another one of these, what he calls them, beauties, Governor Ducey of Arizona. He trashes Ducey of Arizona. Uh-oh.
Wow, thank you.
Uh-oh, I goofed. Okay, let me move the timeline here.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Okay. I goofed. I moved the timeline. Let me move it down here and get back in the timeline. Sorry for my incompetent engineering. I'll get it back about where we belong. Here we go. I'll try to redeem myself. This is about right. Here we go. This is where we were.
Let me tell you, this guy's a disaster. He's a disaster. They ignore, and you know, just he's been a real horrible. I could have anybody else. You have another bad one, by the way. You have another bad one, Ducey in Arizona. He's another beauty. But not as bad as what you have here. Not as bad. They ignored monumental evidence of rampant fraud. We've all seen the video of ballots being pulled out from under the tables after kicking out all of the observers. Remember that? Based on a made-up story of, sir, there's a major water main break, clean out, right? Water main break that never happened. Remember they said, water main break, everybody get out. And then the people came back in and there was stuff and stuff.
You all saw this in Georgia.
But supposedly caused the vote counting to be shut down for hours and hours, so everyone was out except for these people that were on tape. In addition, Brian Kemp, Raffensperger, and your state leaders surrendered to Stacey Abrams. They totally surrendered to her. You know, I think he's afraid of Stacey Abrams. I don't understand it. Stacey, you know, you have a great team, okay? We talked about that, but I saw him being interviewed by Laura Ingraham, who's fantastic. And he was interviewing, although it was a very soft interview in this case, but she's fantastic. And I don't say he's a man of large stature. I'm being very nice, okay? And he said, I love football. And she said, what position do you play? I'm an offensive tackle in high school. Now, even in high school, he was not an offensive tackle, okay? And somehow I remembered that. I don't know why. Herschel saying, what the hell was that all about, sir? He's not an offensive tackle. But your state leaders surrendered to Stacey Abrams and allowed themselves to be bullied into a disastrous consent decree that effectively abolished signature verification and paved the way for massive fraud. And they don't want to do anything about it. They don't. I'll tell you, a couple of people do when they're legislators and they're here right now, but they didn't want to do anything about it. And the agreement was never approved by the state legislature anyway. It wasn't even approved. Just recently, it was reported, your state, this isn't Arizona now, this is the great state of Georgia, It was reported that 43,000 absentee ballot votes were counted in DeKalb County that violated the chain of custody rules, okay? Now, you have to remember that Georgia was decided by only 11,779 votes.
Now, I'm going to pause there for just a second, and I'm going to jump forward so that you can get closer to the end of the speech. But what he does now over the next 10 or 12 minutes, he gives an intricately detailed, masterful knowledge of the fraud in Arizona, the fraud in Georgia, the fraud in Michigan and Pennsylvania. This man has a command of detail that is unbelievable. The power of his mind. It's right off the top of his head. He knows the details down to the smallest details. It is so impressive. What a genius. I'm going to skip ahead through that detail, and I'm going to get to just further ahead in the speech here. Let me just see where I'm going. Let's go skipping lots of brilliant stuff. Here we go.
They withheld. They didn't want to give those routers under any circumstances. They had to be fought all the way. The county, the people that run the county,
the Republican people
fought us every, not me. They fought the Senate. They fought the Senate of Arizona. And the Governor Ducey was horrible. He was missing in action. He was actually against it. Nonetheless, the auditors discovered that millions of election-related files were deleted during and after the election in violation of federal law, including a purge of the election management system. That's a quote, election management system software, the day before the audit began. So the audit's going to now begin. They went to court, the same guy that I guess got fired. Something happened to him, Elias. They went to court. They sent in 107 lawyers to fight us on this, to fight the people, to fight the Senate. 107. Oh, she said 170. That could be right. All these lawyers, they just emerged one day in Arizona, all the court cases, and the Senate hung in and they won. In addition, in another effort led by Patriot Liz Harris, the Maricopa County canvassing results for Arizona were just published. Where is Liz Harris here? No way. Why do you like Liz Harris so? What the hell do you know about Liz? She's a patriot. Biden supposedly won the state of Arizona by 10,457 votes. Yet, the report shows 173,104 lost votes and 96,389 ghost votes. You know what a ghost vote is, right? Where is it? Where is it? Harris stated that a conservative estimate of votes impacted was 209.
Okay, I'm going to skip forward a little bit. This is part of that masterful detail. He cites the facts. Let's go here. Let's go forward just 1 minute. This is a good spot right in here. Here we go.
Or Hunter Biden's corruption. That's the other thing that came out today. You see that? They delayed the Hunter Biden corruption because they didn't want it to hurt Joe Biden's chances of election. And look what happened with Joe Biden as your president. Our country has gone to hell.
Nice. Nice. Now listen to the chant that starts right there. Somebody just yelled, "We love Trump." Watch it catch on. We love Trump. We love Trump. One person yelled it. Now it's 20,000. We love Trump. Now it's 50,000. Started with one guy.
Thank you.
And what fired them up at that moment was when he said, "Biden's sent our country to hell." We'll be right back. Take a short break.
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big bad John.
Donald John Trump, that is. All right, here he is, big bad Donald Trump. The next 10 minutes of this speech are riveting. Let's see, where is he going to go in a second here? I'll get back to my notes. He just mentioned that with Joe Biden, our country has gone to hell. Has gone to, not is going to hell, has gone to hell, was his quote. And then the crowd breaks out into, we want Trump. Somebody yells, we want Trump. Then the crowd changes that to, we love Trump. And folks, none of us have ever in our lifetimes seen anything like this. And it's so, the crowd is so much ready to just lustily yell these cheers for their leader that Donald Trump has to, like, you know, kind of skip and jump between the crowd would just interrupt him constantly. And he'd have a hard time getting a word in edgewise. So let's listen. Let's resume here. This is some pretty rich stuff coming up here.
And I love you too. You're incredible people. You're incredible people. And they're trying to take our country away, and they're trying to steal our country, and they're going to ruin our country. And once it's destroyed, remember I used to say,
We will not become Venezuela. This is what's happening. Now, this is what's happening. You take a look at Venezuela. They can't get water. They can't get any.
Now, notice what he did that's so brilliant there. I hate to interrupt him. But he said, and once it's destroyed, and then he interrupts his own sentence. They're trying to take our country away from us. And once it's destroyed, he doesn't finish this, the thought. And he lets you, this is genius in public speaking. He lets you finish the thought. And the conclusion to the thought, which he doesn't have to say, is once it's destroyed, we'll never get it back. He doesn't say that. Why does he not say that? You think that. He lets you realize that. He doesn't say it because he doesn't want to bring you down that far. He doesn't want to say that. And then he'll come back to the hopeful message. He's got to constantly go back and forth. As a great leader of troops, I'm leading you into a battle where there's a really high chance you're going to die, but we're going to win. A lot of you guys are going to be dead, but we're going to win. Very hard balancing act there between you're going to die, but nevertheless, you're going out with me and we're going to fight and we're going to win.
They're living in hell. We will not be a socialist country. How many times have I said it? This will not be Venezuela. This is going to be Venezuela very soon. If they keep going the way they're going.
Notice he just did it right there. This will not be Venezuela. Then the next phrase is, this will be Venezuela very soon. But there it is, right there. Both sides of the coin. He gives them to you right there.
This is all done in a period of less than 9 months. Think of it. This destruction of our border, all of the destruction, our military in retreat. We've never had a military retreated before. Why would you leave $83 or $85 billion worth of equipment? Why would you leave brand new Black Hawk helicopters, the greatest machine? Why would you leave millions and millions? Why, as an example, there was no reason. We had it so under control. We were getting the hell out of there. But everybody would have come out. We would have then taken the equipment. I even gave an expression. I want every screw, every bolt, every nail. I want the tents that the equipment is I want everything. Millie said to me one time, I'll never forget it, sir, it's more expensive. It's more expensive, sir, to take the equipment than to leave it. I said, really? You mean you have a $10 million tank? You put it on a plane and that's more expensive than leaving it.
Now, notice another thing he did there. I know I'm getting down to fine detail. Notice in the genius of this man, he's doing impersonations on the stage. They're very effective. He's impersonating this blowhard piece of crap, General Mark Milley. And the power of his rhetoric, the power of... I've done some public speaking, and some of you have done more than I have. The more you are into public speaking, the more you realize the genius of this greatest public speaker any of us have ever heard.
He said it's more expensive, and I never forgot that statement because that's probably the first time I realized that he was stupid. But you know what I did say? I said, so we have brand new aircraft just out of the factory, and it's sitting on the runways, and our soldiers are fleeing and surrendering to guys with knives, good fighters, by the way, but guys with knives that I got along with very well then.
Notice he did it again there. And he's got this talent. He doesn't, for the Afghans, he says, guys with knives. It's like earlier he referred to them as, what was his name? He used some name. Abdul. He referred to them as Abdul. He said, guys with knives. But then immediately he comes back with, but they're very good fighters. He does this constantly. It's brilliant what he does.
Understood, they're not going to screw around. I almost used the F word. And you know, it would have been more effective if I did, but they would have... He used a horrible word, so I didn't do it.
Oh, now I messed that up by interrupting the president. Shame on me. What he just said, with me as president, they're not going to screw around. We'll come right back to that choice spot right after this break.
With a groan and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
You know what I hate? I hate a radio host that interrupts Donald John Trump in the middle of one of his classic moments. So I rolled it back, and this is where I interrupted President Trump. I want to let you hear him say, let's see, what did he say here at this moment here? He says, they aren't going to screw around with me, these terrorists and these enemies of America. They're not going to screw around with me. And then he said, he says, well, I almost used the F word, and maybe later in the speech I will. Love it. And we love this. We love this about this politically incorrect man who says what we are always, all of us, thinking. We just needed somebody who could say it from the top. Here he is.
Millions and millions. Why, as an example, there was no reason. We had it so under control. We were getting the hell out of there. But everybody would have come out. We would have then taken the equipment. I even gave an expression. I want every screw, every bolt, every nail. I want the tents that the equipment is have. I want everything. Millie said to me one time, I'll never forget it. Sir, it's more expensive. It's more expensive, sir,
to take the equipment than to leave it. I said, really? You mean you have a $10 million tank? You put it on a plane and that's more expensive than leaving it? He said, it's more expensive. And I never forgot that statement because that's probably the first time I realized that he was stupid. But you know what I did say? I said, so we have brand new aircraft just out of the factory and it's sitting on the runways and our soldiers are fleeing and surrendering to guys with knives, good fighters, by the way, but guys with knives that I got along with very well. They understood they're not going to screw around. I almost used the F word. And, you know, it would have been more effective if I did, but they would have. He used a horrible word, so I didn't do it. Remember, I didn't do it. It would have been so much more effective if I used the word. Maybe later on. But with Millie and with all these people, they flee. I said, why wouldn't you have brought in 200 pilots? 200, we have the best pilots in the world. We have the best soldiers in the world. We have the best military in the world. I rebuilt the military. Space Force, don't forget Space Force. I rebuilt. So why wouldn't you bring over real fast? First of all, you shouldn't have left anything behind. So I don't even like this idea. But assuming they really wanted to leave it behind because they're stupid, why wouldn't you bring over 200 pilots? Just take the planes and fly them to Pakistan. And then you bring them over or fly them to some other country of which we give them all so much money that they all treat us well. Okay, you know, we get ripped off by everybody. But why wouldn't you fly the planes out? Instead, they leave the planes. And then they said, because they were so embarrassed, because they probably didn't even know what they were doing. They had no idea what they were doing. They said, no, well, we disabled it. You know what they did? They let the air out of a couple of tires of one plane. They didn't disable anything. These guys have the best equipment anywhere in the world. They're probably the best armed soldiers and equipped soldiers in the world. They have goggles, the likes of which nobody, the goggles, the night goggles, they call them. I can see at night better than I can at 12 o'clock in the afternoon with the sun. That's how good they are. Better than our soldiers have, the latest models. And they have thousands and thousands. They have hundreds of thousands of rifles and weapons and machine guns. Hundreds of. We left it there. But there was no reason to leave it there. We could have taken a year, 2 years, 4 years, or 2 months to get the hell out. There was no reason. We had them so at bay. They weren't going to play games because they knew that if they did, they were going to get hit harder than any nation has ever been hit at their home, because it's all about their home, because they were never hit at their home. But we know where their homes are, and we were going to hit them very hard. And they understood that. That's why I told you before, 18 months, we didn't have one soldier killed. And even Biden said that it was a mistake. They said, he said, well, I will say that no soldiers have been killed in 18 months. And his people are screaming at him, don't say that, you stupid son of a bitch.
They love it.
You see, you were supposed to add a but, something bad, but he didn't do that. As a result of the Arizona forensic audit, 41 legislators from across the nation wrote an open letter to the American people calling for audits in all 50 states and decertification of the election where appropriate, a total decertification. It is clear in Arizona that they must decertify the election. You heard the numbers. And those responsible for wrongdoing must be held accountable. It was a corrupt election. And it's my opinion, by the way, that Georgia is far worse. And hopefully the Arizona Attorney General, a good man, will do far more for his state than your Attorney General has done for your state. Because your Attorney General has not done what he's supposed to be doing. And what he's supposed to be doing is free and clear and non-corrupt elections. And they're not doing that. We must elect strong, brave America first leaders who will be true champions for the people and for free, fair, and honest elections. And we must demand election integrity at all costs. If we don't have borders, if we don't have elections, if we don't have our military back and strong, I rebuilt the military, and now look what happens. They're giving it away to the enemy. To think 28 Apache helicopters, you don't know. I hate to use the term, but it's considered, I didn't want to use it before. I said machine, but it's considered the most incredible killing machine. It's a horrible term, right? But it's the most incredible killing machine. When a tank sees an Apache helicopter over the horizon lifting up, you know what happens to that tank operator? He gets the hell out of there because he doesn't have a chance. They hit him with a missile right down the middle of the gun. They hit him with a missile right down that barrel. They go boom. That goes right in from 5, 6, 7 miles away. The tank shoots at him and it's going like this, and they're waving hello, goodbye, bye, bing, 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 bing. They take out a lot of them at a time. They got brand new ones. They got to learn to fly them, but they will. They will. The Chinese will teach him. The Russians will teach him. We have a few of those leaders here tonight, some really great leaders, including your next Secretary of State, a friend of mine. Somebody has done a phenomenal job. Jody Heiss. Jody, come here. And Jody is running against one of the worst Secretary of States in America, Rhino Brad Raffensperger, who is trying to turn the tables on me because I'm fighting for election integrity. Come on up here, Jody. Come on. Jody. This guy's a great congressman. He didn't need this. And I'll say this for him. I didn't call him. He's a congressman. I would have said, well, what the hell are you leaving? He's in a district where they love him, where he wins easily. Nobody challenges him. And he said, I have to do this for the good of my state. I have to do this. I have to do this for the good of my country. He told me that because, to be honest, I was surprised. He's a congressman who's loved in his district, who's got no problems, no election problems. He could be there forever. And he said, I want to do this because what's happened to the state of Georgia is a disgrace. Say a couple of words, Jody, please. Thank you.
Nobody understands the disaster of the lack of election integrity like the people of Georgia. And now is our hour to take it back. We've got incredible leadership from President Trump, and we need this kind of leadership again. Mr. President, thank you for your endorsement for me in running for Secretary of State. The greatest president in our lifetime, a greatest fighter of our lifetime. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Jody.
Now, that in that little vignette there, you see what Donald Trump is doing right now. That was Jody Heiss. He's a U.S. congressman, very successful. He could just retire, go to sleep in that job. He's so secure. He's giving that up to do what needs to be done. Get rid of this Brad Raffensperger, SOB, the Secretary of State, who intentionally blew the Georgia election because he hates Donald Trump and us patriots so much. This Rhino, this Mitt Romney type Brad Raffensperger, he's got to be gotten rid of. And this is a mountain that Donald Trump is climbing. Get rid of the damn rhinos, all of them, from at every level. And so Jody Heiss, U.S. congressman, he's going to give up his seat, run against Brad Raffensperger, and he's going to beat Raffensperger because Donald Trump, right here at this rally, he did it right there at this rally. Georgia saw this, and they're going to throw this SOB Raffensperger out. We're going to get rid of the rhinos because as long as the rhinos are on board with the Republican Party is crippled. They've got to be gotten rid of, all of them. And Donald Trump is the first man ever to undertake the task.
The great man, great, great gentleman. No, Jody, you had it made. You just could have stayed where you were. I don't know, Jody. That's what we love about you. He loves the state. He loves this state. We're also delighted to be joined by your next lieutenant governor, a man I've known for a long time, a man who really did fight very, very hard for election integrity. And he got shut down everywhere he went. They wanted to shut him down. They didn't want to have election integrity. Burt Jones. Burt, come up here, Burt. Burt's running to replace your lieutenant governor. He's not running because of the poor job he's done, especially on election reform and election integrity. Come up, Burt. Great job.
There's another one. Trump's bringing them in.
Don't y'all love this man? I just want to thank you, Mr. President, for all your hard work, for you continue to fight for this country, fight for our state. Thank you so much for endorsement. And I can assure you, if I'd been our lieutenant governor, we would have gotten to the bottom of this thing. So,
no doubt.
So thank you very much. And thank you very much. And good, God bless.
He's bringing in the winners, flushing out the losers.
Great guy. He's another one. He loves you and he loves our state, this state. In addition, we absolutely must take back your U.S. Senate seat.
Get ready.
From the radical left liberal Raphael Warnock, who nobody knew who the hell he was. And then a lot of crazy things happened. All of a sudden, he's a U.S. Senator. How did that happen? But that's why I'm especially proud to welcome a man who truly knows how to win the United States of America. Is so proud of this man, one of the greatest athletes in our country's history, the greatest running back that I've ever seen, a man who played at a certain school that you love very much, and he broke every record. He broke every record. Come on up here, Herschel Walker, come up here. You know, Herschel's not only a Georgia hero, he is an American legend. Herschel is a legend, born and raised in this state. Herschel became one of the greatest football players of all time. And I don't want to get in trouble, but I guarantee I watched him and he was the greatest player that Georgia ever had. As a Georgia Bulldog, he was a three-time All-American and a Heisman Trophy winner before going to an outstanding career in the NFL. He was great in the NFL. A lot of people don't know him as much for that, but he has a tremendous, he had a tremendous career. Herschel has been one of the greatest athletes in America, and I know he will go down also as one of the greatest senators in America. So Herschel, please say a few words. Thank you.
Now this is incredible. Donald Trump has recruited Herschel Walker to run against Raphael Warnock, the pathetic senator in Georgia. And this is immense. Herschel Walker is going to be on the campaign trail in 2022, but also 2024 for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has broken through. He is going to get votes from Hispanic Americans like you wouldn't believe. Votes from Black America like you wouldn't believe. Votes from Jewish America like you wouldn't believe. Votes from Asian America like you wouldn't believe. And votes from white America that will knock your socks off.
Well, I'll tell you what, can you not tell this man loved the United States of America? And I just want to thank him again for all you've done for me, not just for endorsing me for this Senate run, but we've been together for a long time. And I said it a long time ago, a great man, great leader. And I want to be a leader like him when I get to that Senate seat to show everyone I love America. Thank you. Thank you, Georgia, for welcoming our great president. So thank you, guys.
Great, Herschel. What a guy. What a guy. Thank you, Herschel. Get out, really work for him. Make sure we have an honest election, too.
Herschel, Herschel.
Thank you, Herschel. Finally, I want to thank some of the other terrific Republican leaders, and we have some great ones in your state that are with us tonight, a friend of mine, and a great senator, a man who, I don't know, are you going to run for governor, David Perdue? Are you going to run for governor? Where's David?
Okay, now I'm going to skip forward a little bit. And I'm just going to skip forward kind of randomly here. The speech is an hour and 48 minutes, and this is, we're at an hour and 14. We've got a short time left in today's show. So I'm going to skip towards the end of the speech. because the conclusion of these speeches are so great. So let's go towards the end for that feeling of finality. Let's get down here. Let's get down towards, let's see. Here we go. Let's see what we get here. If I can make it work. Let's see if my router can catch up with what I just did with the mouse. Come on. I might have stumped my own computer here. Hang on. I'm gonna take a little break while I try to put some baling wire together on my computer, and we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Weightlifting contest, how did that work out? You're fighting for years and years over 2 ounces. 2 ounces more, I want to get 2 ounces.
Hey, we're back, folks. And just got a few minutes left here. So let's kind of go to the end of the great, great, great rally yesterday from Donald Trump. We'll hear a few more minutes towards the end. Maybe we'll get the actual end. Here he is. I'm just breaking in towards the end.
More, this guy comes along, bing, bing. And he wasn't even a weightlifter, right? So yeah, it's so crazy. And it's so unfair to women. They fought so hard to get in this position. And it's so unfair to women, and people don't understand it. For four straight years, the left carried on a deranged resistance campaign, the likes of which our country has never seen before. It was a lie and another lie and lie after lie and hoax after hoax, a witch hunt after witch hunt. You saw it going with Russia, Ukraine, with all of them. And now it's worse than ever before. And the same people are perpetrating these lies and these witch hunts. The same people, they get up, they have no shame, they stand up. And they talk like it's such a horrible thing, and it's just a disaster. Nancy Pelosi's unselect committee of radical Democrats, a biased hit job that is wasting everybody's time to distract from the Democrats. Epic failures. They are having epic failures. The vice chair of the unselect committee is Liz Cheney.
Unselect. Showing a picture of her up on the Jumbotron.
Is everybody having, I mean, look, our country's embarrassed. The whole world is laughing at us. But is there any place better to be than a Trump rally? Right?
So true. I wish we had one every day.
In conclusion, everyone here tonight knows that the extreme left will stop at nothing to destroy the America we love and the American dream. But with all of you in Georgia and conservative patriots all across the nation, we will end their reign of radicalism in Washington, D.C. forever. With the Republican Congress, we will fight for more jobs for Georgia families, fair trade for Georgia workers, and more Georgia factories, forging more products stamped with that beautiful phrase, made in the USA. You don't hear that too much. And you know, they are starting to say very strongly, Merry Christmas. Remember when I first ran? I said, you're going to say Merry Christmas. They're all saying Merry Christmas again. We better move fast because that'll end also like everything else. They want to change the name of a school in San Francisco from George Washington to something. George Washington's name is now under attack. We don't know what he's done, but it must be terrible. We will shut down Joe Biden's border disaster. We will end catch and release. And we will end illegal immigration once and for all in our country, just as I had already done very successfully, more so than has ever taken place at our border. We had done it before. We will hold China accountable for unleashing the virus and for the unfathomable suffering they have caused.
That's a good place to end. On China, we will hold China accountable. Well, anyway, that was a tremendous speech yesterday by Donald Trump. He's going to do it again in 2 weeks in Des Moines, Iowa, and we're certainly going to cover that. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again next week here in the Trump Clubhouse for more Trump success. See you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth!